KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
News coming in from the Eastern Cape is that Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso has filed an urgent High Court bid. He wants a review of the Home Affairs decision to have him declared a prohibited person in the country. He's set to appear before the East London Magistrates Court today after he was arrested over the weekend. It's on charges linked to violating the Immigration Act. Now, there are tensions outside the court this morning as Omotoso's followers clash with police ahead of his appearance. Not everyone is there in support of Omotoso, though. Speaking to SABC News, Pastor Bulelani Palezweni says they are there to ensure that the court works hand in hand with Home Affairs.
We have a responsibility, especially as the pastors, because this is a movement. It's starting here in East London. It's going to be all over the country. Ours is simple. We want to protect the good name of our country. That's the first thing. Secondly, ours is about protecting vulnerable women and girls, you know, of our country. Thirdly, it's about protecting the cloth, protecting, you know, the word reverend or the word pastor.
His arrest comes a month after he was acquitted of rape and human trafficking charges. He ran a church in Durban and was accused of abusing girls and young women who stayed in a mansion he rented in Umhlanga. And eThekwini's Integrity and Investigations Unit says it's widening its probe into diesel theft in the municipality. This after two municipal workers were nabbed for allegedly stealing diesel from water trucks in Verulam, north of Durban. Newswatch's Qinokutle Malinga reports.
The unit says the theft of diesel appears to be a recurring problem. Its investigation was sparked by the discovery of a municipal water truck in the Egukanyeni area. It was caught offloading diesel at a private home last week. Another vehicle was found parked outside the same property. The municipality says both trucks were meant to be delivering water to local communities. During the arrest of the two suspects, authorities recovered some 300 litres of diesel that had been stored in 25-litre containers. Unit head Jimmy Ngobo says the case has been handed over to Inanda Police and the two employees are expected to appear in court soon. Qinokutle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And abroad, Pope Leo has called for the release of journalists jailed for seeking and reporting the truth and warned reporters against using their words to fan hatred. The first U.S. Pope was speaking at an introductory audience with the media after being elected by cardinals last week. He's told reporters that peace begins with each one of us in the way we look at others. Durban, a high of 23 today, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. Your top story this hour. News coming in from the Eastern Cape is that Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso has filed an urgent High Court bid. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.